Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The news that White House chief strategist Steve Bannon was leaving the Trump administration was made public late on Friday. By evening, he was back at work at his old job at the Breitbart News Network. We get more now from VOA's Doug Bernard.
Bannon was a key advisor to Donald Trump's general election campaign and has been a forceful but contentious presence in a divided White House. A statement announced White House Chief of Staff John Kelly and Bannon had mutually agreed that Friday would be his last day. White House spokesman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the White House is grateful for Bannon's service. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
Bannon is credited with helping Mr. Trump get elected as president on his America First and Make America Great Again slogans. Catalan police have arrested a fourth man in connection with two terrorist attacks in the Barcelona region, Spain, that left at least 14 dead, dozens more injured. Islamic State claimed responsibility for a deadly van attack on pedestrians in Barcelona. There has been no claim of responsibility for a second attack in a resort area south of Barcelona. The bloodshed was Spain's deadliest since 2004, when Al-Qaeda-inspired bombers killed 192 in assaults on Madrid's commuter trains. Police in Finland say at least two people were killed, six others were injured in a mass stabbing in the southwestern coastal city of Turku. Police say that they shot one suspect in the leg, arrested him, are searching for other perpetrators. So far now, no identities are known, but they are thought to be foreign. This is VOA News. Lebanon's army said today it has launched a military campaign to remove Islamic State militants from its northeastern border with Syria. Lebanese Hezbollah and the Syrian army also said today they have initiated a drive to expel IS from the Syrian side of the border. A Lebanese army spokesman made it clear that Lebanon is not coordinating its operation with the Lebanese Hezbollah or the Syrian army. The Lebanese army has been stepping up security along its border with Syria as Syria continues to struggle in a brutal civil war. President Trump met with his national security team. They discussed a new strategy deal for the 16-year war in Afghanistan. Options include sending thousands of additional troops to the country or withdrawing them altogether, leaving private military contractors to manage Afghanistan's tenuous security situation. Pakistan's populist opposition leader Imran Khan says the future relations with Afghanistan lies in the two countries developing more transparency.
The long-term relationship between Pakistan and Afghanistan is open borders. It's rather than building fences, I think it should have open free trade. It should be like a European Union type of a relationship. That's our long-term future. And this would be of enormous benefit to Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Pakistan is unilaterally fencing the nearly 2,600-kilometer, largely porous Afghan border. Afghan government opposes the border fortification plan because Kabul traditionally has disputed the demarcation drawn during the former British rule. Islamabad dismissed the objections and maintains it inherited the boundary as an international frontier. Sierra Leone's government buried more than 350 people. They were killed earlier in the week in mudslides in the country's capital, Freetown. Another 500 remain unaccounted for. Sierra Leone's president, Ernest Bai Koroma, offered his condolences.
We have come together to share the agony inflicted upon our nation by the pitiless floods and ferocious mudslides. This is another painful episode in our nation's history.
Government contending many victims ignored instructions to evacuate after they were warned of new danger from a large crack that opened on a mountainside. And every private member of U.S. Presidential Advisory Committee on the Arts here in Washington has resigned to protest President Trump's response to white nationalist violence earlier in the week in the state of Virginia that turned deadly. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.